Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. See.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com, home of the new Rattlesnake brand. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, filled with 50 million rounds of ammunition. 50 million rounds. That's not really something to whisper about, is it? I mean, that's a lot of ammo. They show it on the website. That means it's in stock. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I would be, right now, the details of all of this are sketchy, but I would be remiss if I don't mention this. Last night at about 9 p.m. in Charleston, South Carolina, at something called the AME Church, which is a historic church. Everybody in South Carolina has heard of that church. It's a historic Black American church. A white gunman walked in during a prayer meeting and began shooting in what authorities are describing as a hate crime. The pastor of the church was also a state senator for South Carolina. The gunman is being described as being clean-shaven or approximately 21 years old with sandy blonde hair and a slender build. And as of this particular moment, unless something has changed and I don't know about it, he's still at large. He's still out there. This is, I don't know the circumstances behind it. He shot and killed 9 people. There are people out there saying this was like a professional hit. Like a professional hit, because he apparently, I don't know who was counting, but apparently he fired 9 times and killed 9 people. And at first glance, I would have to say that this guy's whole thing was that these people were Black. I'm not going to sit here and try to... This disturbs me at my very base level, because more than once when I was stationed in Europe, I was staring across the border at an enemy that wanted to kill me because I was on that side. They were facing me. And the reason they wanted to kill me was because I was facing them. And that was it. We didn't know anything about each other or any other thing. Now, I was a soldier, so it was not, you know, I wasn't sitting there having some moral dilemma. But the thing is this. That's killing because you hate something indicates a real decay in your soul. And I'm sure that there will be a lot of people calling for the capture of this guy. And I'm sure they can't go out and just kill him on sight. I mean, that's just at this particular point, they would be chastised for it. But I'll tell you this. It's a good thing I'm not in charge of the manhunt. I'll put it that way. I don't care. Senator, pastor, 41 years old. 41 years old. To me, that seems awfully young nowadays. He was the youngest state senator when he was elected in 1996 at age 23. I'm almost certain he was a Democrat. He was probably anti-gun. All of that stuff, he did not deserve to die because he was black. Nobody deserves to die because they're black or yellow or green or plaid or beige. No. Or white. Nobody deserves to die for that. They need to hunt him down and find him. And if he does resist, okay, save us all the trouble in South Carolina of a trial. And go ahead and get him what he deserves. But that probably won't be what happens. There was apparently a bomb threat involved in this because they were trying to track him with some dogs and everything else, and they lost the scent. This is a guy that was a coward. This is a guy that went into a place of worship, into a church. I would have issues having to shoot somebody in a church, even if it was in self-defense. I certainly wouldn't do it purposely. This guy walked into a church at a prayer meeting with people of all ages and pulled out a gun and started shooting people. Don't know. Probably, I'm gonna go along. Like I said, there's no details coming out of this. Don't know if he knew these people or anything else, but I'm going to presume he didn't. I'm going to presume he just shot them because he had some sort of axe to grind because they were black. You know, maybe he got mugged by a black person. Maybe he had a teacher that was stern with him that was black. I don't know. I don't know. But he went after a bunch of people he didn't know. I don't think he knew these people. And he summarily executed them. The consummate coward. Shooting people just because they're black. He's described as wearing a gray sweatshirt with blue jeans and Timberland boots. Of course, everybody's getting out there. All the politicians are getting out there in a crying situation. As I, you know, if I didn't think they were doing it just to be, for it to be seen that, you know, Jeb Bush put out a little Twitter thing. I hate this. Because he's running for president, you know, I'm cynical about that kind of thing. This church traces its roots back to 1816. During the Civil War, the parishioners there, so devoted to it, worshipped underground. But they've always gone to that church. So today, in the United States, this is what we have precipitated. This is what we have led. We have led up to this point to where a white kid, for no other reason other than the fact that he hates something, will walk in somewhere and summarily execute 9 people. Because they're black. Be proud. I'm not saying that you guys did this. Absolutely not. But I mean, this is what we got. This is what pop culture has given us. This is what we get for not paying attention, for not having family values, for not teaching morals. Somebody didn't teach this kid anything. He was allowed to grow up on his own, permissively. Nothing's too good for him. He couldn't control himself. He went out, he got mad, he got a gun, he killed 9 people. This is the difference. And you know what? Sheepdog wolves and sheep. There were no sheepdogs at the AME church, regretfully. I wish to God I could have been there. I wish I could have seen him coming. Not so anybody would pat me on the back, but because 9 people don't deserve to die because they're simply black. I'm sure that, you know, I've talked to people before that believe that. But you got to look up to see my fourth point of contact, pal. What a world. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So the phone rings and I pick it up and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift. An AR-15 rifle kit from Guns80.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at Guns80.com. Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. The three principals there, they bring 80 years of experience purveying ammo to the forefront. That means getting it and selling it. They're used to it coming in, they're used to it going out, and they price it to move. They price it to move because they don't want anything gathering dust. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Right now, a lot of people are sitting around and, you know, we're watching Colt as they file for Chapter 11. One thing that's missing, though, is part of the explanation as to what might have precipitated their fall from grace. You see, during the 1990s, the Colt CEO, his name was Ronald L. Stewart, and he spent a lot of his time when he wasn't CEOing at Colt pushing for gun control and also overarching federal regulation over guns, which he thought would be better than state-by-state variations in gun laws. In July of 1998, Philly.com reported that Stewart was advocating a comprehensive federal firearms law, including the creation of a federal gun permit. He wanted gun owners to be licensed, tested, and subjected to mandatory safety training. Now, this is the CEO of Colt saying this, not a Democratic politician, not Bill Clinton, not the Brady campaign. And he was not shy about defending his gun control push when gun owners cried foul and called for boycotts of Colt manufacturing. And when he defended himself, he only made things worse for himself and the company. He said, as an example, "I'm trying to address the question of how do you operate the gun safely so you don't injure somebody. It doesn't make sense to stake out a position that is perceived by the public to be anti-safety. I'm not a gun nut. I'm not even a member of the NRA. You've got the CEO of Colt saying he's not a gun nut or a member of the NRA. That was in 1998, and now they're in bankruptcy here in 2015. In a, you know, he also tried to, he steered Colt in the direction of law enforcement and expanded in the military market. And he also wanted to have a focus with smart gun technology even back then, which is a de facto means of gun control. So, you know, this chapter in their history sort of explains why, you know, Colt doesn't make the M4 platform for the military anymore. That's the purview of FN. FN got that contract from them. Colt makes very good handguns, except to get a Colt handgun, You may need to miss a few mortgage payments. Now, they are good guns. I don't know if they're so far out of the box that good, that much better than any other gun out there to where they can be three times the price. And I think therein lies the problem. Now, I can draw quite a few parallels to some of the companies operating in here today that everybody just loves. Glock. Which I carry Glocks, I own Glocks, I like Glocks, love them. Gaston Glock couldn't care less about you as a market, though. He's sitting out there going, "I've got 70% of law enforcement. I don't need the civilian market. I've got this program and that. I've got this all led up. It's all set up to where they want Glock. It's cheaper for them to get Glock. I have got it locked up for years to come. And I'll be dead. I'll be dead before I have to worry about that going away." That really doesn't make it out there in the open very much. But that's what he feels about us. Then there's H&K. H&K, they led to the demise of Jerry Tsai, who was the editor of Recoil magazine, when he simply quoted their literature about a particular type of gun that H&K says was never intended for the civilian market, which if you look out at the landscape of the guns that are out there for sale, somewhere out there, most of them can find their way into the hands of civilians. If you've got the money, you can, or if you have the right kind of licensing, because with some of these guns, some of these very exotic, fully automatic weapons, yes, there's licensing involved. But yes, you can get pretty much any gun that's out there. So, for them to get out there and say, "This gun is never intended for the civilian market," which I don't even remember what the gun was called. I just remember that it almost killed Recoil magazine because Jerry Tsai didn't write in his little review, according to the H&K literature, and had some 4.5 millimeter ammunition. It was neither a bullpup or a pistol. It was very small. But H&K only recently have begun to develop and try to embrace the civilian market because they are, you know, recently their rifle, which I believe they call the G36, recently the German army kicked it out, said, no, this ain't working. When you lose a contract of that magnitude, no matter how big the military is, that's a whole lot of guaranteed money that's gone away, so you've got to make that up somewhere. There's other brands out there, the Six Sauer. I've never heard them say anything bad. Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson has been out there for gun control before, and they suffered. Bill Ruger, when he was still alive at Ruger, Sturm Ruger Incorporated, he said some things, and Ruger suffered a little bit for that. So these guys that get out there, they don't really understand where they came from, and sometimes they just sort of forget who made them what they are. Colt, this is what you reap. I'm not going to lose an ounce of sleep if Colt goes away, if they get broken up. Yes, that is a venerable brand, and Samuel Colt did start a lot of things, but Samuel Colt never foresaw Ronald Stewart running his company. He never saw that coming. If Samuel Colt was here, he would probably find Ronald Stewart and show him why Colt made everybody equal for doing this to his company. Because at the end of the day, wouldn't it be nice if all of these companies, like Facebook got out there and they wanted to start social media. So they started social media. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to listen to Zuckerberg about climate change and political agendas and all this other stuff? Just get me out there to where I get more likes and, you know, friends and all this other stuff. Don't worry about what I'm talking about. Don't worry about what I'm doing or who I'm voting for. Just do what you did to get big and continue to do that. I don't need you to branch out. I don't need you to branch out. If you want to have a hobby, go ahead. But otherwise, shut up. Because, you know, just because you got out there and had a good idea, that doesn't mean that you're a genius. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Talked to Scott Blick yesterday. We're getting ready to order some 308 ammo because we're going to start the review of the Fulton Armory M14 EBR. Okay, that's interesting up there on the stack. anyway, check them out. Well, and they're gone. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Did they have the wrong number coming in from Memphis, or did they want to talk about something and change their mind? Who knows? Who knows? Wrong number! Did we win the lottery or the sweepstakes or something? It doesn't matter. A lot of concealed carry instructors, when you go to them, they will helpfully describe something they refer to as dual force. In law enforcement, dual force generally refers to an officer or deputy presenting two levels of force, lethal and non-lethal, simultaneously, and it has a civilian application in dealing with real-world tactical situations. Now, most states, in a moment of self-defense, will allow a gun to be displayed when you can clearly articulate that you were confronted with the threat of lethal force or grievous bodily injury. The problem comes if you are confronted with a threat that might go bad, but you can't morally or legally justify lethal force. I'm trying to understand that one. Here's why I'm trying to understand this one. If I draw my weapon on a crowd of youths and I start trying to back away from them, okay? If I start trying to back away from them and they continue to follow me, if they continue to chase me, hasn't it gone bad? And if you've got a gun in your hand that you're not going to shoot, why did you carry it in the first place? If I draw a gun and I'm not shooting it, it may be because I'm trying to extricate myself from something. I can't ever actually honestly look at you and tell you that's happening in any particular circumstance, however. I can't think of it. I mean, I'm not even gonna talk about what I might do it from because that's just too horrible to consider. An example of dual force would be having a gun at the low ready position on the strong side and a can of OC spray extended toward the threat in the other hand. This tactic might be employed if something went bump in the night, but you could not establish whether it presented a lethal threat. If you got kids that sneak out of the house and everything, I can understand that. But then again, to me, that's why God made flashlights. Here's the thing about dual force. I look at these videos. My youngest son likes to go to Reddit a lot, and there's this part on Reddit called EDC, Everyday Carry. Now, my everyday carry that I carry when I leave the house is massive. It is massive because I carry cameras, and I don't really have a wallet anymore. I have a notebook, and it's just a lot of stuff. However, when I'm walking, if I'm walking in a crowded place, if I am out of the car and walking around in a crowded place, both of my hands are going to be free. I'm going to make sure I accommodate that and make that happen. The cameras are carried in a camera bag, which I can throw over my shoulder. And my gun hand is definitely free. It is definitely free. But I look at some of these EDCs that some people carry, and I know they're not carrying around a camera bag to carry around some of this stuff. You know, I'm just looking at all the stuff and everything. And first question I say is, what kind of pants are you wearing? Are you wearing a big heavy coat in the middle of July in Arizona? You know, that kind of thing. Right now here in South Carolina today, it's going to be 99 degrees, and I'm in the upcountry. I'm where it's cooler. And it's cooler here. It's only going to be 99. So when you're talking about EDC, sometimes you have to get out there and maybe start to take it down a notch. And I don't carry pepper spray. I'm not going to carry pepper spray. Now, my notebook has an ink pen attached to it. Now, I can snatch that ink pen out. And using some of Jason Curl's Jeet Kune Do tricks, I can stick the ink pen in your eye socket. And that might be considered a non-lethal response, but I'm not really sure. Sounds sort of gruesome to me. I don't look at anybody who's willing to attack me as harmless, however. If somebody's out there and they're putting up their fists like they want to go into fisticuffs, you know, let's box. I'm not concerned with being fair with this guy. I don't bother anybody. I never walk up, I would have to see some sort of an assault going on to get involved in it. Words, I don't get involved in. Gestures, I don't get involved in. So I don't bother anybody. So if somebody squares up on me, I'm not going to sit back and say, I'm going to challenge my hand-to-hand combat skills, circa 54 years old, after a heart attack. I want to see how good I am. Time to prove myself. Nope, I'm not going to do that. If this pilgrim is serious and he's getting up there and he's squaring up on me, he's going to be looking at a barrel. And it's going to look like a drainage pipe being pointed at him. I think that's sort of a phenomenon. I have no idea. Somebody's asking me, how do I conceal carry in a bikini? Well, I so rarely wear them, I'm not concerned with it. There's a lot of things you can do. At a certain point, you've got to get a little practical about it. Now, if you're out there and you're practicing martial arts and everything, and you can do a parry and then poke in the eye and kick in the groin, okay, go for it. But you still got to run away. If you carry a flashlight, now a flashlight is a good weapon to have, and I do carry a flashlight in my camera bag, and the bezel around the front of it is jagged. It's designed to actually be mounted on a weapon and jammed into wood to actually be a brace for the gun. I could take that and, I guess, poke them with it. But why would I do that? I've got to get so close to them to do it. And, when you're dealing with people that have never been involved in this kind of thing, if they're not mixed martial artists or Jeet Kune Do masters or they're ex-special forces and they just got off of the plane and they just got free and they just got put back on the block, most people are not going to be able to get into a hand-to-hand confrontation competently. I mean, that's just reality. I mean, I'm feeling better than I have in a long time. Do I want to get in a hand-to-hand confrontation with anyone? No. No, I do not. And I avoid these things. And that's the thing. If I'm trying to avoid something at all costs and I can't get away from it, I'm not going to sit back there and try to go, you know, of course, this would be the perfect time to employ dual force to show him the error of his ways. I'm not doing that. I'm pulling the gun out. If I feel like I am in a bad situation that I cannot extricate myself from, I'm going to change the thought process of the guy causing the problem. The guy or guys. Or, you know, not to be sexist, with the gal. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. At a certain point, I'm going to try to make a, I've got to make a quick decision, and if they go that way, hey, fine. I came to this game to play too. Except I came to play to win. And that will change the dynamic, because at that point when I draw a gun, if they have a gun, I'm going to have to watch their hands as soon as I draw it. And if they do try to go for something that looks like they're going for a gun, I'm going to have to make another fast decision, aren't I? But once again, I try to avoid these things. And I do a very good job, because you've noticed I haven't talked about not being able to avoid one of these things. So if you want to use dual force, get out there, train to use the OC spray and everything else. I just carry so much stuff, it's just beyond me to seriously consider carrying one more thing. Because I got too many other things I'm concerned with. I do carry the gun, though. The gun and spare ammo. Which I guess, what was it? Who was it that said ammo sexual? I like that. Ammo sexual. Yeah. We'll be right back on the Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've
We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA on a Thursday. I left out the word studio, didn't I? From the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. When you navigate over to AmmunitionDepot.com and you're looking under your selected caliber, whatever you see on the website is exactly what is available. They're not teasing you. They're not trying to lead you on. They don't want you to order and pay and wait. They don't do that. And the reason they don't do that is they don't have to. They keep 50 million rounds of ammunition on hand. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Professor Robert Spitzer, whatever his name is, of S-U-N-Y, Cortland, posted an op-ed to the L.A. Times last week seeking to explain the so-called trend of buying quote-unquote assault weapons, which is a factually erroneous term, politically motivated. But he's trying to explain why they've become so popular Americans, especially in recent years. His imprecision with the nomenclature throughout the opinion piece is distracting because he bounces back and forth from assault weapon, which can be anything on a case-by-case basis, to AR-15, which is actually truly only the Armalite version of the civilian semi-automatic only 5.56 rifle. To assault rifle, which is actually any rifle that has a fully automatic selector switch on it. And he refers to all those three terms as if they're the same gun. And this guy's written 5 books about firearms, all anti-gun, of course, but you know. Assault rifle, by the way, is a precise military term for a selective fire intermediate caliber weapon, which was originated with the World War II development. The German STG-44, literally the Storm Rifle 44, and it was developed to storm or assault enemy positions. Assault weapon was coined by Josh Sugarman in the 1980s to put together a little bit of an emotional response when people heard it. AR-15, you know, I just explained what that is. The core of his editorial makes the argument that Americans are buying these things for the following reasons. First, assault weapons acquisition has become a form of political expression. Going and buying an AR weapon has become our new the gun Gun Aficionado's version of Hell No, We Won't Go. Second, some buy these weapons because of their enticement as a forbidden fruit. This is him projecting this. See, liberals can't control themselves. They see something that entices them, the forbidden fruit. They don't have the discipline to resist that. But so he's doing a little projection there. The third reason appears everywhere, yet hides in plain sight. Do some assault weapons, especially with a larger capacity magazine, are fun to shoot, a fact hardly lost on gun advocates. Well, he's not entirely wrong with that particular point. He misses the largest, most obvious reason that Americans are buying firearms suited for contemporary militia use. There's a large and growing percentage of the American citizenry, laughably far more than the 1% that the good professor hypothesized, that are buying these types of firearms because they don't trust the federal government. And what appears to be regular and growing abuses of power far in excess of their constitutional authority. We all see this. We all see this. And it really is that simple. For the military veteran, you know, these things, they, just the fact that they don't have the fully automatic chatter switch on it, that doesn't mean anything to us. We did most of our shooting in semi-auto anyway. We like to conserve our ammunition. American government, indeed every government in human history, inevitably creeps towards tyranny. It does. It is in the parasitical nature of government to leech power and individual liberty from the citizenry. And our founding fathers realized this and knew this very clearly. They embraced Locke's views on the right of revolution and decided to go to war against a tyrannical government to reassert their sacred liberty when the government became too corrupt and overbearing to be reformed from within. There is a significant portion of people in this country today that feels that, and I am becoming one of them with each and every passing day, I feel that all three branches of the federal government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, have gone astray. And they're making it up as they go. And they're making it up as they go because that fits their need to consolidate power. And nowhere in there making it up as they go is the lexicon of serving the citizenry. Many feel that same way about their state governments. They're saying the figures in New York and Connecticut may be as high as 85% of the people that own assault weapons have failed to register them. They were ordered to do so by their governments, and they basically dared the government to attempt to confiscate these things. Well, here's the thing. If you and I were to sit down, and let's pick any politician, shall we? Let's pick Lindsey Graham, senior senator from South Carolina. Lindsey Graham is he's a member of the military in some form or fashion, and the adjutant general office as a lawyer, of course. I don't know what rank he holds in or anything, but I mean, he has a passing knowledge of military and military style stuff. He owns at least one AR-15 type rifle, makes a great deal out of that he owns it. Now, as much time as he spends in Washington, D.C., it's probably somewhere in Oconee County, South Carolina, because he can't have it up there. He spends a lot of time in D.C. If we were to sit down and say, Senator Graham, do you understand that increasingly it's becoming apparent to us that no matter what we do at the ballot box and no matter what we do as far as once we elect you guys to office, that we obviously have no control over you at all. You're going to do whatever you want. And the problem with that is we are your boss. We never told you to go out and freelance all of these positions, and yet you do this anyway. You understand, of course, that one day this could build the critical mass, and then this could cause a full-on physical violent revolt. What you're going to get and this would be from any politician I've ever met, what you're going to get is a incredulous little smile, maybe a little bit of a laugh, and you're going to be labeled a wing nut or an extremist, whichever you prefer. They don't look at, and I understand it. I get it completely. We live in a world today where people are so distracted. I'm sitting around and I'm talking, let's talk about immigration. Let's talk about the cost of things in Obamacare. Let's talk about the unconstitutional way the government runs. Let's talk about seizures of power. Let's talk about anything you want to talk about. And I'll bet you 80% of the time, somebody's going to be looking at me. They'll look at me blankly and then they'll be like, do you know what I saw on the Kardashians last night? Do you know who won Dancing with the Stars? Did you see the ending episode of Breaking Bad, the finale? Wasn't that good? They have taken to living their lives vicariously in media. They're narcissists, so they get out there and they have a Facebook page and they think they have fans and followers. They've got a Twitter account and an Instagram account. They take a picture every time they buy a milkshake. These things are tools that are used by a lot of people for a lot of really good things. Thank you. I'm being told that Lindsay is in a colonel in the Air Force Reserves. And I get that. But, I mean, there's some people that get out there and say, just went and had a bowel movement. It was glorious. Waiting for the likes to come on Facebook. Those out there that would look at me or look at the people I know and scoff at our beliefs, as folly, you can do that if you wish, but you know what? You're really doing that at your own peril. Coming up next from G-Code, Robin Knapp. We're going to talk about the new contact line. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 21.